There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Straight up top of the hour. We're going to have Austin Green and Mary Ellen joining us in this next hour to talk about the absolutely outstanding documentary you are going to want to have a copy of. That is, if you want to put it all together. They are known for putting it all together in all three of the documentaries they've done. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. I just want to say I feel so much better because I took my own advice last night and got another hour's sleep. It can make a huge difference. I went to bed an hour earlier and feel so much better. So that's one of our new planks in our plan for our health. Get more sleep. I think probably anyone out there could use more sleep. That is, well, unless you're not employed, have no children, no pets, no reason to get up in the morning. Maybe you get as much sleep as you need. But the rest of us, most people don't. So that's one of our things. Get more sleep and drink your apple cider vinegar slash water. I've already finished my first quart this morning, and I'm going to have three more for today. So check it out. Okay, California oil spill. The cleanup is stretching to now cost $3 million per day. $3 million per day. New Wi-Fi tracking system that counts people, even if you don't have a device. How convenient. They figured that one out. Also, lack of good gut bacteria could give you cancer. Whoa. Maybe. I wasn't taking my probiotics for a long time. So lack of probiotics may give you gut cancer. Now, I've been waiting all morning to tell you, the first all-vegetarian drive-thru plans to open later this month in California. Fans of Amy's Kitchen. Now, if you know Amy's Kitchen, they even sell it at Walmart, by the way. It's a frozen vegetarian food. Well, they are going to start restaurants now. The company's planning on opening the world's first all-vegetarian drive-thru later this month. They are known for things like gluten-free, dairy-free meals with tortillas, pizzas, and burgers. All vegetarian, all cooked to order with fresh ingredients. Have we died and gone to heaven, ladies and gentlemen? This is awesome. The weather doesn't always cooperate, so one of the most challenging parts of our business right now is the agricultural end. They have 50 people in the company working on finding just the right ingredients from farmers 18 months in advance. Guess what? They're buying local. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I could not be more excited. That is great. Now, in 15 years, we'll have it in Versailles, Missouri, hopefully. Anyway, kudos to Amy's Kitchen. If you've never bought Amy's Kitchen, you can buy it in any of the health food stores that have a frozen section. Or, like I said, Walmart, they have Amy's Kitchen also. Okay, 10 worst food companies that are poisoning us. Now, this is a story I think people should be aware of, given the fact that, you know, they all fly under the guise of, we're the good guys. You know, we give you quality food. And I would like to know, since they're now talking about the 10 worst companies, why we haven't sued these people in the past, or, you know, why we haven't said, you know, before, what do you think you're doing to us? And why are you doing it to us? Now, they have elucidated here the 10 top bad guy companies. And there is, number one, ConAgra Foods. I'm not going to go into these because we don't have time, but Hunt's, Healthy Choice, Marie Callender's, Orville Redenbacher, Slim Jim, Ready Whip, Egg Beaters, Hebrew National, P.F. Chang's, and Bertolli. Those are ConAgra Foods. Con, I like that for a reason. Number two, General Mills. We all know who a General Mills is. Anyway, that's one of the worst. They have BHT and a widespread use of GMOs in their food. Kraft Foods, they have yellow number six, and they hide the presence of GMOs in their foods. And they just recalled 6.5 million boxes of mac and cheese because it was full of metal. Oh. Stuff happens. And Heinz, high fructose corn syrup in your ketchup. Campbell's Soup Company, Coca-Cola, Nestle, Kellogg's, PepsiCo, and Hershey's. They win the Bad Guy Award for food. We'll be right back with Mary Ellen and Austin Green after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of the truth movement. The people who say, I've had it with being lied to. Well, finally, someone has come along and put it all together. You know, the kind of organization, Free Mind Films, who is known for putting it all together, just hands it to us. All we have to do is listen. The information is all there, finally. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not. This is incredible. The name of the documentary is Shadow Ring, and we have joining us executive producers Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore. I mean, they have done an incredible job. We have got some really bad connection there somewhere, Scott. Somebody's got... a bad connection. I don't know who it is. But we're trying to Skype in a couple of people here, so we'll see how it works. Anyway, I am so thrilled to have them join us today and congratulate them, Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore. Thank you so much, Austin and Mary Ellen, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you very much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Joyce.
You guys have done it. Thank goodness it's out there now. I mean, the kind of information that it would take a lifetime for us to put together, you have done it, and now we have footage that has never been seen before. So I don't know where you guys got it, but anyway, congratulations on this amazing work that you did on Shadow Ring.
Thank you very much.
You know, and I've got to say that a year ago when you guys came to me and said, sign this confidentiality agreement, Mary Ellen can tell you, I was like, do what? I mean, what do you have that you're so proud of that you want me to sign a confidentiality agreement? Well, guess what? Mary Ellen, you were right. It is impressive.
Well, yes, we have, not only the genius of Austin Green, but we were fortunate enough to get Kevin Sorbo, and also the genius of James Perloff, who wrote the books that much of the material was taken from. So we have, it's so incredible, and I'm hoping that this will connect the dots for everyone.
Well, if it doesn't, they're never going to get the dots connected. I mean, it will never work for them because it's all here. It is all here. Tell the listeners, Austin, you tell the listeners, who is Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo is an amazing person, just personally, after meeting him. It's just an amazing guy. He was most well known for he played Hercules in the Legendary Adventures on television for, I think it was like number one show for like 10 years or something in the 90s. And then, of course, he went on to star in Andromeda, which was Gene Roddenberry's last television show. Of course, we all know Gene Roddenberry created Star Trek, the legend, the myth, and got to talk to Kevin a little bit about that. That was pretty interesting. But, Kevin's been around for a very long time, has been in the industry for a very long time. I think he started off as a male model and then worked his way into acting. And now, most recently, he was in the amazing hit God's Not Dead, which is a faith-based film that did amazing numbers at the box office. He plays the antagonist in that film, who's an atheist, which is very different from his real personality. But, he really is awake and aware of the corruption that's going on in this planet. And whenever he heard that we were doing this and we were looking for someone to come on board, he jumped at the opportunity and practically did it for free, considering what the guy normally gets paid. We hardly paid him anything. So really, he didn't do this for the money. He did this because he truly believes in the message that we're trying to get out there.
That is impressive that he would do it really for the message, because those are the people, of course, we like here at the Power Hour, and that's what Free Mind Films is known for. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar, of course, they were well known for putting it all together with Oklahoma City, 1995, A Noble Lie. They put that together, and then they did their second one, State of Mind, which is the psychology of control. And I'm going to ask Rosie if she would put a special on for all three of these, if she doesn't mind, so that you can get A Noble Lie, State of Mind, and also Shadow Ring, if you don't have them already, because they are, I don't know, I don't want to say the gold standard, I guess, for information now, but I guess so, because you really are known for putting it all together. And you know, I got to tell you, I was really frustrated thinking another video and another story and another, but no, yours is not like that. It is so much new information, Austin. Where, as you know, you guys as producers of this, where in the world did you come up with footage on Pearl Harbor that nobody has ever seen that I know of before?
Well, we just have an amazing team of people that we work with here. Everybody from our editor to our art director, Michael Walters, has been with us since the beginning. And then, of course, Mary Ellen Moore and Christopher Emery, which you know as well. We just have some of the best people working on independent documentaries in the entire world, if you ask me. And because of that, and because of the passion that these people have for getting the information out there, they spend tireless hours going through archive stuff to bring people the most interesting, juicy bits that we can possibly find out there that really help drive home the point of what we're trying to explain in this film, which is ultimately that we're being controlled by the elite. I mean, this is the end result, is that these people who have so much hubris to think that just because they have all this money that they have the right to decide the fate for all of humankind. We want people to understand what they're actually up to and what their agenda are. And so the state of mind tells you how they go about actually controlling your mind to get you to buy into this stuff. And then you watch this film and it shows you what the agenda is and how it's gotten us to where we're at today.
Well, you know, most people in a documentary will say, you know, the people are controlled by, and that's it. But you go the steps further by showing who, what, where, when, and why, and how we are being controlled. Now, a lot of it was done in the mind control issue on the previous documentary. But in this one, you've got the people, I mean, you have got it there as to how this control of the public is working. And of course, Bilderberg's meeting right now, it explains how they're able to do what they do. If they say make it orange and blue, and the colors from red, white, and blue change to orange and blue, that's how they do it. But you have done really an incredible job of putting it together, which is what I think anybody would be proud to show this to their church group, their school group, their Friday night potluck, whatever you do, because now you don't have to be the messenger. This can be the message.
Yeah, that was the idea. I mean, with all of our films in the past, and I'm sure, you know, Mary Ellen will attest to this, and she's been with us for a short while, and she knows kind of the inside motivations behind why we do what we do. But ultimately, you know, people need this information, but it's so complex that unless somebody really does a good job in filtering it down for people, it almost becomes too overwhelming for the brain to really process. And this was the problem that I had for years and years during my awakening to all of this stuff. And I wanted to create something that made it easier and more efficient for people to actually share this information. Mary Ellen, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. One of the really great things about this film is, and this for me, is it's actually nonpartisan. So it doesn't even go into the whole, really, the left-right paradigm. And I'm a big believer that there's so many people, there's new generations of young people who are not awake that are learning nothing of history. And even some of my generation who have been, don't know any of the ins and outs of the, you know, false flag wars and everything. So I think if you don't understand history, and the documentation in this film is absolutely incredible. It's, you can't argue against it. I mean, we've got footage of, you know, Admiral Stockdale saying the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, and why and how it all came together. So if you're looking for a film to connect the dots and wake somebody up who really knows nothing, and you don't want to worry about, is this is this Democrat or Republican? So that's where I'm coming from with this. That's where I think it's going to be a marvelous tool.
Oh, it is. And what I'd like to do, since we can't show the film, and I wish I had some audio clips, but I don't. But since we can't show it to people, what I'd like to do is for, as I talk to both of you, tell us some things that you think people will learn that they'll be shocked about. Things like, for instance, I get to talk about the Pearl Harbor only from, I don't want to do the talking on this, but I mean, I was just shocked. As I listened to that, I thought, wow, if this is what this video is about, this documentary is about, man, people are going to walk away with so much information they didn't have before. I could not believe the footage you have of Admiral Kimmel, of all the people involved in Pearl Harbor. I mean, there is no question after you see this what the truth about Pearl Harbor was. So anything that either one of you would like to address regarding Pearl Harbor before we move on?
Sure. You know, Pearl Harbor is one of my favorite sections in the film, mainly because the level of corruption and lies that were layered on top of each other to get the world to buy into the official story was so massive. The cover-up was so massive, and now it's so ingrained, the false story is so ingrained in our public mind that whenever you watch this film, it's just a complete breakdown and departure from everything you've been taught and everything you thought you knew about this. But yet the evidence is right there in front of you. You cannot deny it unless you just absolutely want to. And I think that this is going to be a huge wake-up call for people when they see the Pearl Harbor section and the other sections in the film when we're talking about the Lusitania and the Maine and the Spanish-American War and all this other stuff, Vietnam, Iraq. You know, all of that stuff is very important, but I feel like Pearl Harbor is that one section of the movie that once you get done watching that, your brain's going to click and go, oh, my gosh, I've seriously been lied to my entire life. And then you're going to have to watch the rest of it.
Absolutely. Because you're going to want to know what else have I been lied to about,
exactly.
And what else exists out there that really doesn't exist except for in the minds of the people that have agendized it. And Mary Ellen, what part of the Pearl Harbor section was most impacting to you? Because everything about it is probably information most people do not have. I mean, you don't normally see that. And thank goodness for James Perloff's book. And I forget the name of it right now. What was the name of his book?
Well, Shadows of Power was the
Shadows
first
of Power.
One. The second
yeah.
one was Truth is a Lonely Warrior. There's seven chapters of that book that the film uses.
Yeah, Truth is a Lonely
Warrior.
Warrior. Yeah, we have that at the Power Mall. We have that at the Power Mall. We'll be back with our guest after this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. You're going to be glad you did. And please call the Power Hour. Now, I didn't give you the phone number earlier when we were talking about the colon cleanse, but I'm telling you, it is worth doing. Give us a call, and when you order the colon cleanse, go ahead and order either the 3-DVD special on Shadow Ring, State of Mind, and A Noble Lie, or if you already have it, be sure you get Shadow Ring, because this is the kind of information your children will get an education from. I mean, your children will now know the truth that we did not have the option of knowing when we're all thinking about how brave those guys were on December 7th, and oh, it just makes me sick. Just makes me sick. But you can get Shadow Ring with the video that will show you without a doubt what really happened. And I'm so glad to have Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore joining us today. The section on Pearl Harbor is worth the whole entire video. If you had nothing but that, that would be everything I could even imagine in a DVD. But you've got lots more than that. And I know the section on Vietnam, and I want you to talk about that because you said you were in Vietnam at the end of the war, Mary Ellen. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I was in Thailand, and my former spouse was a pilot over there. And what was really interesting was, you know, first of all, there, you know, the saying goes that John F. Kennedy didn't want to escalate the war in Vietnam, and as soon as he was assassinated, you know, LBJ got us involved through the false flag Gulf of Tonkin, which the film goes into. And by the time I went over there, and I was living off the local economy because I technically wasn't supposed to be there. It was still a war zone. But, I mean, when you hear the stories of not only I knew several of the POWs, I was real active with the National League of Families, but, you know, our pilots were not allowed to, you know, they had to turn a certain direction off the target. They had to stand down when Russia came in to repair the surface-to-air missile sites. I mean, it was a no-win, bizarre war that was used to, I think, first of all, really kill the spirit of the American people and get all this rebellion going on with the kids and everything like that. But we were brought into that war. It was an absolutely no reason war. And I want to go on record as saying I'm for a strong national defense. A lot of my friends think I'm anti-war. I'm not anti-war in the sense that we have a right to defend ourselves. But our movie really proves that all wars are bankers' wars. And they're all planned, they all cause incredible amounts of chaos and make the elite very, very wealthy. So yes, the Vietnam section is one of my favorite sections of this film.
I think that most of us understand the fraud of the Vietnam War. A lot of the children that have come up since that time may not understand, and I think it's really good that you've gone into it in such an extensive way. I'd like for you, Austin, to address the technical portions of the documentary on Vietnam and what people will learn, even if they think they know everything about Vietnam. What will they learn from the documentary?
Well, the most important part of that section is the testimony of Admiral Stockdale. Now, Admiral Stockdale was eventually shot down and spent years in a POW camp. And when he came back, he wrote a book called In Love and War, and he documented his accounts, and part of that had to do with the incident in the Gulf of Tonkin. Now, most people don't realize, but the most important aspect of this case is the fact that, number one, Admiral Stockdale admits that there was no bombing, there was no torpedoing, there was nothing going on out there. He flew around that ship, and there was no enemy boats anywhere. He was down there for hours and was looking. Everything was going on, and he could hear the two U.S. Ships talking back and forth like there was something going on, but, you know, he didn't get why, you know, they were saying that something was happening when nothing was happening. He was obviously right there. He could see that nothing was going on. But then you find out later, and the film goes into this, that the resolution that came out of that incident that got us in fully into the Vietnam War was written before the incident. So, you know, let that sink in with your listeners there just for a minute. they had already written the resolution that they were trying to get enacted, and then this incident was what gave them the excuse to actually go ahead and put that through. And so, you know, it's obvious to anybody with half a brain, you can tell that this was a contrived incident to get us fully on board mentally and spiritually and emotionally as a country, the United States, to fully go into this ridiculous war. As Mary Ellen said, it was just there was no purpose for it.
There was no purpose. Well, there always is a purpose. There always is a purpose, and lots of weapons are sold. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not one that needed to be fought, that's for sure. Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We will be back with our guests today, Austin Green and Mary Ellen Moore. The video documentary, Shadow Ring. There's nothing like it, ladies and gentlemen. Please get it now from the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. If you are listening on the 11th day of June, 2015, then just to let you know that silver is at $15.94, gold is at $11.79, and the stock market is up 68 points in the green, just now opening. We're talking to Mary Ellen Moore and Austin Green today. They are both executive or they're producers with Free Mind Films. And Mary Ellen Moore who serves as executive producer and vice president of public affairs with Free Mind Films, served as a volunteer for Barry Goldwater's campaign in 1964. She attended college, worked as an actress in L.A., and flew for 33 years as a flight attendant with Delta Airlines. And she retired to go back into the business of telling the truth with Free Mind Films, which we really appreciate. And I thank them very much for joining us today. Also, Austin Green served in the Air Force from 2000 to 2005. He got all kinds of meritorious awards, which I did not. I'll tell you that up front. He earned the rank of Staff Sergeant while he served in the military. He exhibited outstanding leadership, and he went to Weizenhofer Family College of Fine Arts, pursued a Bachelor in Business Administration at Price College of Business, University of Oklahoma, and he is the director of Free Minds Films' newest documentary, Shadow Ring, which is narrated, as we said, by Kevin Sorbo. Going back to the issue of Vietnam, let's talk in terms of what people might learn that they did not know, if you don't mind. Oh, well, let me give the phone number to order Shadow Ring, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And please, when you order, get your green body cleanse so you can start with this next Wednesday with Dr. Edward Group, and also the Dr. Gary Null cookbook, which is the best you're ever going to find on vegetarian and vegan cooking. It is really, really worth it. Give us a call at the Power Mall. Okay, back to Austin. Austin, the whole subject of Vietnam is so painful for so many people that 55 plus thousand people died for pretty much no reason. What do you tell people today as far as the fraud and the why this war was started in the documentary Shadow Ring?
Well, we have a lot of interview subjects like yourself and people like Ben Swan and Adam Kokesh is in the film. And, you know, they really touch on the fact that, you know, the people that win these wars are the people who profit from them, ultimately. You know, these wars are, you know, fought to spend billions and billions of dollars in the defense contractors to get the no-bid contracts for these wars, to build the bombs, to build the planes, to build the boats. Everything you can imagine, it's a real boost for these industries. And, you know, without war, these industries literally would have no source of income. And so, you know, people go, well, why do we fight these wars? What's the point? Well, you know, look at who profits from them. I mean, that's the ultimate point.
You know, and I want to mention Chris Emery also and his work and involvement in this, because Chris has been such a supporter of ours and helping us to get your information and to have it on. And, you know, Chris is so professional. All you guys are so incredibly professional. And every time, you know, I write an email and I think I'm doing well, I get one from him, and he is just like, is so good. He is just so good in supporting you all and what you're doing. And I just don't want to lose sight of thanking Chris Emery for all the good work that he has done also. But, you know, I'm glad you made this statement, Austin, regarding the ones who win the wars versus the ones who fight the wars. Big difference there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
huge difference. Yeah, huge difference. And, of course, now we're looking at another war going back, what, Iraq 3.0. We're looking at that one now, and I think they're actually going to have to do the D word. You know, they're going to have to start drafting people to get people to go to this war if they do that.
Well, I don't think that they'll necessarily have to start a draft. I mean, if you look at the numbers, and this has been going on for a long time, they've been much more successful at propagandizing the joys of serving your country and going over and fighting these foreign wars. They've got all these boys hopped up on video games and monster drinks that, you know, most of them are already sociopathic to the point that they are looking for an opportunity to go kill somebody legally. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that's where this really starts. If you would get all these boys to stop volunteering to go fight these wars, they'd have no one to go do it. Now, we can see what happened when they tried to do the draft during Vietnam. All that did was hurt their agenda. There was too much pushback, focus on it, and so they realized they're going to have to come through the back door. Mary Ellen, would you agree with that?
Oh, I can't tell you how much I agree with it. It's all marketing. And, you know, our second film, State of Mind, I mean, if you can market something, you can market something to the American people to make something that's very painful seem very fun. And I think once these guys get over there, and now, of course, as you know, Joyce, they're sending them over there with psychotropic drugs before they even go into combat. And then they come back. I mean, we thought our Vietnam vets were a mess. These guys coming back today, it's the saddest thing I've ever seen, and I have a real heart for them, and they don't care. They're just dropped by the wayside afterwards. So, yes, Austin, you are absolutely correct, but if nobody signed up, it's like, what if they gave a war and nobody came? Remember that old saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the global elite, their kids never serve, or if they do, they're put into, you know, some type of position where they get to not get their hands dirty.
Right,
so,
and
yeah,
like,
I mean, if,
like
yeah.
Bo Biden, who served as an attorney over there. Now you're talking some serious warfare.
Oh,
he
man.
As a, yes. You know, he served as an attorney over there, but that didn't mean that he didn't get brain cancer, probably from the depleted uranium. So I do think that, you know, there is a resistance now that is starting to build. Hopefully people are getting smart enough, and I'd like to think it had something to do with Beyond Treason, but I'm thinking wishfully that it would, but I don't know. But the bottom line is, you know, these wars, just like you said, they have ginned up all the motivation from all these people to go fight a war, and they're just waiting for some place to go legally kill people, which that just makes me ill to think about that. Anyway, let's move on to other subjects that are covered, Austin, in Shadow Ring, because, like I said, you put it all together, and we'll get eventually to the Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission, because that footage really brings it to life for people. If you want to know how these people get the dirty deeds done, then get Shadow Ring. But let's cover the Lusitania. What might people not know about the Lusitania?
Well, there was a lot of things in this film that I learned as we were going along, you know, reading Perloff's book, Shadows of Power, you know, during the research phase of this film and reading his script afterwards. You know, I learned that, you know, the Lusitania was actually hauling real munitions to fight the war. Now, granted, there were passengers, civilian passengers on board the ship, but, you know, they sent it with musicians into enemy-infested waters where U-boats were known to be at, and they told their escorts to, you know, any battleships, destroyers that were in the area, oh, we're good. You know, they were literally sent out there as bait. I mean, when you look at the evidence, and we even, you know, put it onto maps so you can see physically exactly how it all took place. And then what I learned was that the day before this all happened, Edward Mandel House, who was a, you know, big-time political advisor at that time, you know, he was recorded saying that he was talking with the King of England at the time about the possibility of a transatlantic liner being sunk by the Germans and what effect that would have on Americans. And Mandel House said, yeah, if they sunk a boat, it would surely bring us into the war immediately. And so, you know, when you're reading what these people are writing and, you know, the King of England saying, you know, I wonder what would happen if they sunk a boat, you know, what would happen? But if they, you know, and then the day, literally that afternoon that was recorded is whenever the Lusitania was sank by the German U-boat. So, you know, even if they didn't specifically do it, they opened up the doors and allowed it to happen because they knew. Edward Mandel House said himself that is exactly what they needed to bring America into World War I, and that's exactly what happened.
And by the way, the munitions, the ammunition was all owned by J.P. Morgan and Company.
Correct.
Wow.
It was going to be sold to England and France to aid in the war against Germany. So the wealthy were all very much involved in getting America into the war.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, each one of these dominoes that begin to fall, as you understand it, and as you can now explain it, because once you've seen the video, it's one thing to hear history, and I am not good at hearing history and then being able to, you know, spew it back or give it back. I can't do that. I need to see the video footage. I need that help to help me understand that video evidence to show me what happened. And then you're able able to go to people and intelligently talk about these situations rather than just saying, well, I think that Pearl Harbor was, I think the U.S. knew about Pearl Harbor part. Now you know because you've seen the footage and you've seen the people testify, which I still don't know where you got all this incredible historical documentary stuff, but it's just, it really does make it happen. We've talked about the Lusitania. We've talked about Vietnam, Pearl Harbor. What else are people going to learn about in this documentary?
Well, we start off at the beginning, when Kevin Sorbo comes in and we start talking about the history of all this stuff, we really start with the Spanish-American War. Now, this is a war that most people have plumb forgot about in terms of, the public mind. This was pre-World War I, if you really look at it, this was almost as horrible as the Lusitania or the Pearl Harbor event. They literally sent this boat, the Maine, into Havana Harbor. Now, we go into the whole motivations behind why they probably did the false flag in the first place, and we talk about how Cuba was a very rich sugar-producing colony, and the bankers, especially the Rockefellers and the Standard Oil Company, really, they wanted that money. They wanted the sugar to go along with their oil, and they couldn't get it without a war with the Spanish, and so the Spanish at that time only had wooden ships. We had increasingly steel ships, and our navy was far superior to Spain at that time. And so, we pretty much proved Spain had no desire to go to war with us. And then we showed the propaganda and the media and with Hearst newspapers basically saying all kinds of ridiculous lies about the Spanish before the Maine. And then what they do, they send this ship into Havana Harbor. And when it gets there, nobody's aware of the fact that it's coming. There's no official diplomatic announcement made from Washington, D.C. to Havana. Even the captain of the Maine himself reported later that even the consul general of the United States was not aware of their arrival there in Havana. So it was intentionally sent there to be a surprise, and it sat there forever. And then eventually an explosion, some sort of an external device causes an explosion, and a whole bunch of men died from that. And then immediately the newspapers hop on that and start propagandizing the whole, Spanish treachery angle from everything. The next thing we've got Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders, heading out to fight these battles with the Spanish. And then eventually, of course, Cuba fell into National City Bank's hands because as the film explains, their bank branches begin popping up all over the place after this war. So, when you follow the trail and follow the money, it's pretty obvious the bankers always set these things up because they're the ones who are going to benefit.
All right, let's talk about other subjects. So, Mary Ellen, do you have anything you want to add on that?
Not so much on that. I don't know if a lot of the focus of the film, of course, is on the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, many Americans, I'm surprised. I do a poll every time I go out and talk to people. They go, what's the film about? And I said, have you ever heard of the CFR? Nope. Probably one out of 50 people I ask has ever heard of the CFR, and that's kind of scary.
Really?
In my opinion. Yes,
I'm
amazed. I really have been taking a person. In fact, I was just over in the United Kingdom for 12 days, partly business and partly pleasure. And Europeans are really waking up. And I think there's going to be a great market for this film over there because, after all, the Council on Foreign Relations has its origins in the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which was in England, and it all came out of the roundtable groups right after World War I, which we do go into the CFR. That's a big focus also of the film, not just the false flag wars that they perpetrate.
Yeah, this film is really split up into two parts. I was going to mention that.
Yes.
You've got the part that deals with the history of the false flags and how they've gotten us into these wars, but then we talk about the organization and all the people involved in that organization, how they actually got that done, and then all the way through the modern times of why aren't the media talking about this stuff. And then we talk about, the Council on Foreign Relations got control of the media too. So, we really put all the pieces together, but it is split into two parts where we deal with the history, and then, of course, we deal with the CFR and all the people who are involved in that as well.
Well, I still say that once you see the evidence, once you see the footage, it will be burned in your brain so that you'll be able to explain it to other people. How are you going to get this film to the people, Mary Ellen?
Well, we have several avenues that we're using. And, of course, everything has changed so much because we're not so dependent on, you know, big theatrical distribution. And to be honest with you, not everybody will go to a movie theater to watch a documentary. But we've got a wonderful new avenue distributor called Yekra that is a video on demand that people will be able to either order the DVD, download the film to own the film, or they will also have the opportunity to rent it for 48 hours if they don't want to outlay the money for the film. So, and we're also going to have some of the wonderful original music tracks available that way. And this is going to be international in scope. It's going to be international. People can go, people can put the Yekra thing on Facebook sites, on their website. So we've got a lot of affiliates who will be doing that. Also, we have outlets over in Europe that are very, very interested now in distributing our film, one in Italy and another one in the United Kingdom. So I really, they're saying there's a real hunger over there for American-based political documentaries and things like that. So, and we're also working on a couple other avenues with some of the bigger outlets, if we can sneak this in. If we can get PBS or the his, well, you know, I'm all for, you know, I think sometimes, you know, I'm a believer and I'm not going to give up just because, you know, I've been told that a lot of the, you know, advertisers to a lot of these things, they're going to see the content and realize that we're exposing some of this corporate fascism. And for people that don't know what that is, that's when big government and big business are, you know, cozied up together, which has really been going on for well over 100 years in this country. So we're going to have a lot of different outlets for it, but the Yekra on our website, our Shadow Ring website, our Free Mind Films website. I mean, there's going to be numerous ways to do this. And again, we're going to encourage, we're also working on getting some people to hold screenings, you know, of their, like you said, church groups and also, you know, political organizations. I've got book clubs that are interested. Anybody like that, because this is, it's very simple to understand. This is not a complicated documentary. It's not very easy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to need to go to this break, and I want to find out also if people want to do a screening or want to contact you all, how they do that. So we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley, Austin Green, and Mary Ellen Moore. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Power Hour, thank you for being a part of the Power Hour. Austin Green is joining us. Mary Ellen Moore joining us. Producers of Shadow Ring. I mean, it's state of the art. It's everything you need to know about the false flags so that you can now explain them to others. And, of course, one we forgot about, or not forgot about, but haven't covered, is the Gulf War. Austin, do you want to address that? Well, you know, we think we know everything about what happened in the Gulf War. Well, we don't, do we?
Well, I mean, we don't go into the Gulf War specifically, but we do talk about the situation with Iraq and the missing WMDs, which I think that for a lot of people, this is the most obvious case of where the government lied to us. And in this case, they couldn't even come up with a good way to get away with their lie. I mean, it's pretty much gone to the point now where the public has just accepted the fact that they lied to us. And why aren't these people on trial? Why, you know, why isn't Colin Powell in jail? Why isn't George Bush in jail? You know, this is the part that I wanted to make sure and get this in the film to show how it extends all the way back from the Spanish-American War all the way through the modern time with the Gulf War and the Iraq War and everything that's going on right now. We're just being lied to about it all. And you say this in the film. It's like, you know, could we really have been lied to about everything? You know, and you know, that's why I put that in there, because that's how I felt. I felt this way growing up. You know, and as I started learning about all this stuff, I was like, how is that even possible that an entire world could be lied to so easily? And that's really the reason why we make these movies, is to uncover how they get away with that. How do they do that? You know, and ultimately it's our apathy and our lack of passion and enthusiasm for learning about the world around us that's causing this this gap between what they're able to get away with and what the people actually want.
And it just, and then you put the evidence with it. So there is no question, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody is going to be able to walk away from this and say, I don't believe it, unless they don't believe that black is black. I mean, they just are not going to be able to. I want to remind you that State of the Mind is on sale for $13.46 at the Power Hour. That is a really excellent price. Shadow Ring is also $13.46 at the Power Hour. That's this week only. And A Noble Lie is on sale for $17.96. Truth is a Lonely Warrior is $17.55 if you don't have James Perloff's book, which is the basis of Shadow Ring. Whoa.
And I just wanted to say that about James Perloff, just to give him credit here. Without his research over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years that he's been doing it or whatever, you know, without that research, this film would not be possible. And so I encourage everybody, sure, get chattering, watch the movie, but then buy his books, buy Shadows of Power, buy Truth is a Lonely Warrior, read about these subjects more in depth, because a movie can never give you the full story. It can only kind of prompt you and give you the most interesting bits. But believe me, the story in the rabbit hole goes much farther, and James Perloff is the only person I know that's done the real research on the subject.
Now, that is true. That is true. And I would say also that the hard part has been done for you all. I mean, they went out with the cameras and interviewed all these people. They went out and got the documentary footage. The hard part's been done. Now, all you have to do is the easy part, sit down and show it to people, or loan it to people, or whatever. And please get it from the Power Mall. It's on special. What a good price. 1346 at the Power Hour now, this week only, for 1346, 877-817-9829. Let me remind you that the video is, I don't know how many we've got right now, but I hope people will get in line to get this and get showing it to people. How do people contact you if they want to support you in being able to get the message to the people?
I would send people, and who I've been sending is ShadowRingMovie.com to go directly to the Shadow Ring. It shows you the trailer and gives you the opportunity to purchase the film there. The trailer's really fun to watch. It's only a minute and a half. It's a great teaser. And also our website, FreeMindFilms.com, is a great place to go. And if anybody has a church group or organization.
Excellent. We're out of time. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Thank you
awesome
so much.
Program. Thank you. Awesome documentary.
Thank you, Joyce.
You bet. We'll be back when.